Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In our chapel service this morning, we commemorate the 463rd anniversary of the presentation of the Augsburg Confession. On June 25th, 1530, 463 years ago today, seven German princes and the representatives of two German cities presented their confession of the Christian faith to the Emperor Charles V of the Holy Roman Empire. The occasion for this public confession of the Christian faith was a diet or a political assembly of the empire convened by Emperor Charles V. This particular diet met in the South German city of Augsburg in the year 1530. Hence the confession of faith that was publicly made by the Lutherans was ever since that time called the Augsburg Confession, after the city in which it was first presented and confessed. The Augsburg Confession was written by Philip Melanchthon, a professor at the University of Wittenberg, and the Augsburg Confession embodies the teachings of Martin Luther, a doctor of theology at the University of Wittenberg. The Augsburg Confession, like every Christian confession of faith, is simply a confession of the person and of the work of Jesus Christ. A Lutheran is a Christian who acknowledges that the Augsburg Confession is a correct exposition and explanation of the Christian faith as it is embodied in the teachings of Holy Scripture. The text assigned for our consideration on this occasion is the portion from the 55th chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah, which Scott just read from the lectern. What does a prophecy spoken by a Hebrew prophet about Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, have to do with a confession of the Christian faith presented by several German states in the city of Augsburg in the days of the Holy Roman Emperor Charles V. To understand the connection between the Old Testament prophet Isaiah and the Christian confession of Augsburg, we must begin with chapter 3 of Isaiah's prophecy. Consider the picture which Isaiah presents of God's suffering servant in the 53rd chapter of his well-known prophecy. Isaiah says he's a man of sorrows. Isaiah says he's acquainted with grief. Isaiah says he's smitten and he's afflicted. He's the one who bore the iniquity of all of us. He was cut off from the land of the living. He did no violence, and there was no deceit found in him. Yet he was offered up as a guilt offering. He's the righteous one who justifies many. He interceded for transgressions, your transgressions and mine. This sketch by Isaiah can point to none other than the Christ of Scripture, who was sent to earth by God to redeem sinful humankind. But we move on quickly from Isaiah chapter 53 to Isaiah chapter 54, and we note that as we do so, the topic abruptly changes. The theme is different. In Isaiah 54, we no longer see the Christ whom we saw in Isaiah 53. Instead, in Isaiah chapter 54, we now see the church of the Christ, the people that Christ gathers to himself and brings to his heavenly Father. And how does Isaiah describe the church for us in chapter 54 of his prophecy? Consider the following. He's like a woman who was once barren, but now brings forth many children. She spreads herself beyond Palestine and reaches out to all nations of the earth. She's called the bride of her Creator God. She's redeemed by the Holy One of Israel. She's gathered out of the nations by her God with great compassion. She's the one with whom the Lord has made his everlasting covenant, the sure mercies of David. Her sons are those who are taught by the Lord, and she stands firmly in the righteousness of God. She is heir and recipient of the heritage of the Lord himself. Well, we've seen the Christ who died for our sins in Isaiah 53. And we've seen the church of Christ, whom Christ has cleansed from her sins and brought back to God in Isaiah 54. What is now left for us to see in Isaiah 55? What is it that brings Christ to God's people? What is it that gathers God's people to Christ? What is it that Martin Luther found like a treasure hidden and covered up under the many religious observances and works demanded of man by the Church of Rome in the 16th century? What is it that the Lutheran confessors so boldly proclaimed in the city of Augsburg 463 years ago today? What is it that Isaiah sets before us in the 55th chapter of his great prophecy? Only this, the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Why the gospel in Isaiah 55? Because it is the gospel that puts and keeps Christ among his people. And it is the gospel, and the gospel alone, that keeps Christ's people in Christ. This gospel, proclaimed by Isaiah, is the very gospel, once again, set before the church and the world in the presentation of the Augsburg Confession 463 years ago today. Listen to how Isaiah introduces the gospel in chapter 55. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come and buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money, without cause. This is not some law of economics that gives us some deceitful promise. of getting something for nothing. This is no law at all. Isaiah here is unfolding for us the gospel of Jesus Christ. The water, the wine, the milk, the bread, it's ours free. Free because Christ, back in Isaiah 53, paid the price in full when he shed his blood for our sins on the cross. Listen again to the gospel in Isaiah 55. Incline your ears and come to me. Listen, that you may live. God's law says, hey, you, do this and do that, and you shall live. Not so the gospel. The gospel calls, hear me, and you shall live. Hear the gospel of God's suffering servant son, who carried your sins and mine to the accursed cross. Believe this gospel, which declares that your sins are carried away as the east is from the west by the Lamb of God, and the blessings of the church, even life eternal, are yours freely by grace alone. Listen to the gospel in Isaiah chapter 55. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. This isn't some pious advice on how you can work through the problem of sins which continue to plague your life day after day. This is the gospel invitation. Come to him who's removed the guilt of those sins by his blood and who continues to overcome sin's encroachment on your life and mine, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute. Read again the gospel in Isaiah chapter 55. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. No, indeed, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. The sinner's thoughts tempt him to look to God's law and to man's devices, man's methods for keeping the law as the way of salvation and peace. Not so the gospel's ways and thoughts. These are as far from the mind of man as heaven is from earth. The gospel is that which, like Christ, must be declared by God from heaven to men on earth. Hear again the gospel in Isaiah 55. So shall my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding, success in the matter for which I sent it. The word referred to here is not God's law, which our sinful thoughts and our sinful deeds mark null and void day after day. The word in Isaiah 55 is the all-powerful gospel of Jesus Christ, which declares his saving work intended for all people for all time. Now note carefully, this gospel sketched for us by Isaiah in our text this morning is the exact same gospel proclaimed by Luther and presented and confessed at Augsburg. This is the gospel which drew Antichrist out of the church and put the real Christ back in the church. The Christ who is her Lord. The Christ who is her Savior. Isaiah foretold the gospel in inspired prophetic words. St. Paul proclaimed the same gospel by direct revelation from God. Luther rediscovered the gospel by a diligent and careful study of Holy Scripture. And our Lutheran fathers confessed this gospel before kings and the whole world as our so-called modern age began to dawn. Pray God that you and I, in these perilous times in which we live, may be found faithfully confessing this same gospel foretold by Isaiah, declared by Paul, reclaimed by Luther, and presented and confessed before the world at Oxford. Amen.